Setting up the space. You'll need a physical location to serve as a central cockpit of control. If you already have a desk and office space set up where you work, that's probably the best place to start. If you work from a home office, obviously that will be your prime location. If you already have both, you'll want to establish identical, even interchangeable systems in both places. The basics for a workspace are just a writing surface and room for an in-basket. Some people, such as a foreman in a machine shop, an intake nurse on a hospital floor, or your children's nanny, won't need much more than that. The writing surface will, of course, expand for most professionals to include a phone, a computer, stacking trays, working file drawers, reference shelves. Some may feel the need for a fax, a printer, a VCR, and/or multimedia conferencing equipment. The seriously self-contained will also want gear for exercise, leisure, and hobbies. A functional workspace is critical. If you don't already have a dedicated workspace and in-basket, get them now. That goes for students, homemakers, and retirees, too. Everyone must have a physical locus of control from which to deal with everything else. If I had to set up an emergency workstation in just a few minutes, I would buy a door, put it on top of two 2-drawer filing cabinets, one at each end, place 3 stack baskets on it, and add a legal pad and a pen. That would be my home base. If I had time to sit down, I'd also buy a stool. Believe it or not, I've been in several executive offices that wouldn't be as functional.